Well, the Bible speaks a great deal about money, about wealth, about ownership of that wealth, and the duty to use it properly. The Bible also speaks a great deal about investing, looking ahead, and laying up treasure, some on earth, but not really to be too much, or to lay up treasure in heaven. There are duties, of course, to our families and children here, but there's an emphasis on the eternal. Well, at the same time, God promises prosperity and an increase in wealth to those people and those nations who follow God's commands and fear and trust in Him. Well, so the theme of money, the importance of money, the difficulties that come when there is no money or no diligence in how it's spent that makes life much more enjoyable if you have it, or as Proverbs says, if poverty sets in, so much more unenjoyable. There's a connection here in real life. I think we know that. So, Gary, let me go to you here first, because out of curiosity, you and I have talked some, but I don't know what you're going to say here. But out of curiosity, how important is the theme of money and money relating to things in Scripture? And you preach about it. I know you have. We just had a brief conversation about it. I know you've spent a lot of time. But what do you relate to your congregation about money, about wealth, about what the Bible says? And if there is one primary emphasis that you relate to your people biblically that you want them to walk away from whenever they hear you preach on this subject, I want you to relate that as well.
Well, I think you and William can sit back for a while. I've got a 10-week series on this subject, so here we go.
Well, it's obviously a very low priority, Gary, right?
Yeah, it is.
10 weeks. Go ahead.
But just allow me to say a couple of things. First of all, I remind people of what 1 Chronicles 29 and 14 says, that, well, I'll just read it. It says, "For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee." Everything that we have comes to us, first of all, from God Himself. And when it comes to giving, we're not giving our own finances. We're not giving our own possession. We are giving unto the Lord that which He has, first of all, given to us. But then building upon that, just a couple of bullet points to take into consideration that I share with my people fairly regularly. Number one, that giving unto the Lord is one of the highest honors we could have. God doesn't need our gifts, but He gives us the opportunity as an act of grace to give unto Him. Secondly, giving is a way to increase our income. That's found throughout the pages of Scripture, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, that when we give unto the Lord through faith, God brings the increase. Number three, giving is a command of Scripture. It's found in 1 Corinthians 16:2 and other places throughout the Word of God, Proverbs 3:9. But even though it's a command, certainly it's a command with great blessing, that even wherein God even says, "Test me, try me. If you give to me, I'll show you how much I will give back to you." That's Malachi 3:10. A fourth point I bring out usually is that giving is an act of love. If we love others, we give to them. If we love God, certainly we are going to give to Him. Then number five, giving is a tangible way to worship God. It's interesting that in Psalm 96, when it talks about worshiping the Lord, it tells us to bring an offering. And then one of the things that I often indicate is that the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 17 tells us that when we give to the Lord, He places it on our account in heaven, which means it's going to bring eternal rewards. Just a few things that I bring out to our people regularly here at the church I pastor.